Ish Kodesh, Yud Tavshin, Parshat Vayetze. V'nei Hashem nitzav alav, and Hashem was above the ladder in the dream of Yaakov. Perish Rashi, what was Hashem doing above the ladder? Rashi says l'shamro, in order to guard Yaakov. V'tzarech lishol. Ha'im lo dai b'malach min ha'malachim ha'elu shishmaru. There's so many malachim going up and down the ladder. Why wouldn't one of these malachim be able to shomer, protect Yaakov Avinu? Chen alo l'kamen kasu v'nei anochi imoch shmarticha. And later it says that I am with you and I will guard you. V'lam hutzach kan li'os nitzav l'shomro. Hashem already promised Yaakov when he went up to Haran that I will guard you. Why now do we need again that Hashem is standing and guarding you? Hashem already made a promise that I am going to watch you. Hashem already promised Yaakov Avinu previously Shmira al Aderech. So why would this night need an extra Shmira of the Vinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, that Hashem is above the ladder protecting Yaakov Avinu? V'kan Shmira la'osu alayla. Here we have a Shmira for that night. Mikol makom tzorich lomar lama bet Shmiras v'lo Shmir me'ad shiyashuv. The major question is, why are there two Shmirot? The Shmira for the Derech and Shmira from that night. Why do we need a specific Shmira from that night? And secondly, why is it not enough that the Malachim, that the angels that are around going up and down the ladder, why aren't they protecting Yaakov? And why is Hashem, b'chvodo v'atzmo, coming to protect Yaakov on that night? Quotes a medrash now. Shemalachim elu. Who are these malachim going up and down the ladder? Elu sari ha'umos ayusha'al of yordu. These are the princes of the nations that were going up and down. V'chein kishenaseh garis ben asarim zeh leu mapil et zeh v'zeh lehefech. It was world wars between the malachim, that each malach, each sar represented a different nation, and one was going up and one was going down. One was destroying a nation, one nation was falling, and one nation was rising, like in a classic world war. Atzarech, and in that time, Atzarech isha yisrael lirach meshamayim, that's when the Jew can get totally destroyed. When there's a world war, as we saw in World War I and World War II. In World War II, we saw this that the Jews' suffering was a matter of a world war between Germany and other nations of Poland and Russia and America. As part of that world war, the Jews were suffering. So too in World War I, and any time that nations are fighting between them, the Jews are stuck in the middle, and they need rachmi shemayim kol kach ad shashem abatzmon itzav alav l'shamra. And during that time, when there's world wars, when one malach is destroying another malach, and one malach is rising, one malach and one nation is falling, Hashem himself has to be shomer. By Malachim, the Shmira, the guarding of the Malachim, is conditional. That if you have sins, the Malach won't guard it. Whereas Hashem's great Rachamim, it goes beyond. Hashem guards us no matter what, without condition. As the Pasuk says, I am your God, I am the God of your father. Which means, why does Hashem reveal himself as the God of the father, of his father, Avram, and his father Yitzchak? That even if you don't have zchut, and ke'ilu I'm not your God, we cannot say that I am your God, and Hashem cannot say I am your God. We have distanced ourselves from God. At that point, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, although that I'm not your God, I am your father's God, I am your grandfather's God, and therefore through that merit, then Gam Ken Yitzav Alav L'Shamah, then Hashem will stand and guard us. So a Malach cannot guard at such a difficult time, because we need the Rachmi Shemayim, which goes beyond the letter of the law and into the unconditional love that Hashem has for us, and if it's not for us, it's for our forefathers. V'nei kan metchila kasuv ani Hashem, in the beginning of the parsha, when Hashem is revealing himself in the dream, it says, I am Hashem, ani Hashem. V'achar kach kasuv anochi imach, but later it says, anochi imach, where it's the anochi as opposed to ani. Ki achiluk bein ani la'anochi, what's the difference between ani anochi, hu achaf? The chaf is the big difference. Ani is without the chaf, anochi is with the chaf. One letter makes a difference. V'isa b'gumar b'shavas. What does the chaf represent? Anochi notchakon ananasha. Parik Savis Yahavis in Daf Kufei of Gemara Shabbos. It says that Anochi represents I, my soul is written, I have given you my soul in this written document, i.e. the Torah, that Hashem wrote his soul and giving his soul in this writing. Nimsa Shani will below Ksavis. Kiachilik ben Ksav la Dibur, the difference between Ksav and Dibur, who Shemasha Nichtav Nishar, Kamachas Shasapula. A written document, something that's written stays even after he wrote it. Even after the Maisa, it still stays, and that's the whole idea of a shtar, that it remains, it still holds intact. But v'adibur rak b'shashem medavim shomim. By dibur, only when they're talking, does that dibur remain. V'efshe shezehu gam lo kemosh ani nichtav ani nikra, and that's what it says in Pesachim, that don't call me the way I'm written. As opposed to the Beis HaMikdash, that they would actually say the Shem of Hashem as it's written. But besides the Beis HaMikdash, we do not say the Shem of Hashem as it's written. Because talking is cheaper than writing, although they were allowed to write Yudke Vavke, we're not allowed to say Yudke Vavke because it's a very permanent, flaky speech that comes and goes. So we cannot say the Shem Hashem. Rather than the Beis HaMikdash, even the Dibur was the level of Ksiva. The Dibur made such a roshim, it was so nechkach. It was engraved, it was said with great depth, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's my exception. You can read me, you can utter my name as the way I'm written. V'chein gam medibur amur Hashem kiksava, ki gam adibur b'chines ksiva haya. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Dibur is b'chines ksiva. Masha'en kin ato, as opposed to us, she'en adibur b'chines ksiva, ki achar kachar k'tuv she'nechleshet. Because the way of man, especially now, goes that once the Kedusha remained, and then it weakens and weakens and weakens. It's not like something written. Therefore, we cannot read the Shem Hashem because when we say the same Shem Hashem, it does not become engraved. It comes and goes, and we can't have the Shem Hashem is not something transient. Therefore, we can only write the Shem Hashem, but we shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. And that's the difference between Ani and Anochi. Ani is Hashem giving himself over b'dibor, and Anochi it's ksiva within the ksiva. V'hine b'shasha tzarlanu v'anu sov l'mata b'shasar molim v'yodim. Now it's such difficult times. Remember that the Eish Kodesh is writing during World War II in the Warsaw Ghetto, that the sarmar olim v'yodim, that we have a world war and one nation's going against another nation. U'b'chal me'atzaras l'vavenu nichna l'fnei Hashem v'reisim imenu yizbarach. Tzuchim l'achkoch es advarim. At these times, when things are so difficult and there could be such sorrows, we have to be nechkach the dvarim. We have to engrave the things bilibeinu in our hearts, sh'tisharach nova yir milfnav yizbarach, that it should be a lasting effect in our lives. God's yira, our fear of God, and standing in front of Hashem should be something lasting. Shigam kishiyaz Hashem b'meir elonu mikol tzav zemniyim shubu demalav yizbarach v'nev de be'emes v'yav v'yir, that we should say davak to Hashem, and when He saves us, we will not stop being davak to Him. V'chein matchil k'siv ani Hashem l'kei avicha. Now we understand this in the parsha, that only first He says ani Hashem l'kei only then does He add the Anochi. What does that mean? That we have to bring the Ani to the Anochi. We have to bring the external, the chitzonius way of speaking, the chitzonius way of being a Jew, the chitzonius way of doing mitzvahs, the outward, the only outward expression without the kishkas involved. And that will lead us to Anochi Imach Tamid, the Anochi with the Chav, something that's Nechach, that in times of such tzaras, it's not enough to remember Hashem, that Hashem is to be Nechach within us, and we should be Zochah to mitzvahs, we should be Zochah to learn Torah, and we should be Zochah to be learned Bechinas Anochi, that it's not just something external, it's not just an experience, it's not just something on the outside, rather it's changing our kishkas and changing who we are and changing the fibers of our being, Bechinas Anochi, Bechinas Anok Savis, Ananah. That Hashem was giving over His nefesh, and so too we, when we do a mitzvah, when we learn Torah, we're involved with mitzvahs, we're involved with kedusha. It's not just something external, but we're giving over the anochi, we're giving over the nefesh, and we should be zochah to it. And during times of troubles, this is what we will hold on to, and that answers the original question: why that night needed shmir specifically? Is because that's when the malachim are olim v'yordim, where we need a special rachmi shemayim, not for malachim. Whose love is conditional, whose care is conditional, Am Yisrael has to be an unconditional love, of only the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the shame of Anochi, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bring the Ani to the Anochi.